Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is brought to you by doTERRA with Carolyn Todd. For those looking for simple ways to eliminate toxins in your home, you can create a fresh, clean environment straight from the plant and free from synthetic fragrances with the doTERRA Aroma Essentials Collection. Here are a few gems you will find in the doTERRA Aroma Essentials Collection: On Guard Protective Blend, Serenity Restful Blend, Breathe Respiratory Support Blend, Springy Citrus Bloom, and the one-of-a-kind ultrasonic Laluz diffuser with up to an 8-hour runtime and 3 ambient light settings. Start your order at bit.ly/aromaessentialscollection. Good evening. Thank you guys so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. My guest today is one of the contributing authors to my latest book, an anthology called Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. I have Mr. Camille Ashola with me. Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you for making time in your busy schedule to be able to participate in the podcast. And so, like I told you as we were preparing, this is going to be just a quick teaser interview because we want everyone to be able to go out and purchase the book. So in case you guys are not aware, I know I've been coming on pretty much every week telling you about it, but in case you're not aware, this is the book, and it is 7 authors that have come together to be able to share their experience with COVID. And so I only have just 5 questions for you. Like I said, it's going to be just a really quick teaser, nothing that you have to really stress about. So the first question, what made you want to share your experience with COVID?
Well, I mean, it was such a different experience. I mean, of course, you know, I didn't experience any of the symptoms. And so I basically wanted to just, you know, be one of the ones to expound on, you know, what I experienced, you know, from not having any symptoms whatsoever. So.
Yeah, you know, COVID has affected everybody in random ways. You know, some people have some significant symptoms like I did, and then others, you know, may have had a sniffle. Others are like, I got it. What do you mean? And so nonetheless, we all had to quarantine and to make sure that we were not unsuspectingly passing it along to others. And so I think that, like you were saying, being able to share that perspective also let others know that you can actually have a positive diagnosis, but still not have any symptoms like what was showing on TV.
Correct.
And so can you just give us a little nugget about your story within the book in reference to how you dealt with it, having to be quarantined, although you didn't really, you know, have any symptoms? What was going through your mind?
The main thing that was going through my mind was you know, the safety of my family, first of all. You know, I felt like, you know, I'm strong, I'm gonna be okay. So, you know, everything was okay. Sorry about that. But yeah, everything. Was so, but that was basically it. The main thing was.
Okay. You muted yourself.
Sorry.
No worries.
So yes, like I was saying, the main thing was, you know, making sure that the children, my children are okay.
Is she want you to pick you up? Want you to pick her up?
Yes, he just ran up in the room.
Go ahead, pick him up. Let him get in the camera.
All right. Okay. All right. Say hello.
There we go. So what is Daddy doing?
Say hi. Okay. So, but like I said, the main thing was making sure that my family was safe, that they did not, you know, contract, you know, COVID from me. It was tough because, like I said, it was during Christmas time. And so, you know, during Christmas time, the last thing you want to be doing is, you know, stuck in a room for 14 days. You can't hold or kiss your family or, you know, see them open the gifts or anything like that. So that's really what was going through my head, you know, the entire time. I would say, you know, and just, you know, taking some time to, you know, kind of exercise a little more, you know. As I stated before in the book, you know, I built up my workout regimen during that time, so I wasn't going to let it get me.
Yeah, a lot of people really focus on that self-care aspect of it, because it really was for me, and I think several of us, where you just had to have a positive mindset, and you know, you just had to make sure you stayed focused on getting through it and not letting just what was going on in the news really get you down, because, right, you know, you just didn't know how it was going to play out. You know, thank God you didn't have any of those major symptoms, but you just didn't know. And so, right, even though they were saying, you know, sometimes it'll set in 5 days later. So as you're counting down that 14 days, you know, you're probably wondering, is this going to get any worse? And like you said, making sure you are protecting your family. And I see you have little ones. So of course you want to make sure that they don't get sick, because something like a virus could really take somebody down.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. Absolutely,
yeah,
right.
And it was taking down, you know, grown people, let alone people who, you know, were able to kind of fight it and get through it. So question number two, have you ever written before?
No, other than, you know, having to write for my master's program, no, not for a book or anything, I haven't.
Okay, so what was your experience like? You know, I know we originally kind of talked about maybe kind of transcribing for you, or being able to just kind of, you know, help you to recollect, you know, what was going through your head during that time. And we had some communication things where we didn't get linked up, you know, like we hoped we would, but, you know, so is life. And so being able to reflect back and put those thoughts down on paper, was that difficult?
You know what? Initially, it was, but it helped me to realize that I am a better writer if I just sit down and just take the time and get it out. You know, a lot of times, I guess, you know, I'll try to just, you know, write something real quick. But, you know, this took some real thought and everything. And I thank you for it. I actually appreciated, you know, the opportunity to be able to, you know, sit down and kind of put my thoughts, you know, on paper, you know, pen and paper. So,
yeah, I know for me, it was also very kind of therapeutic, because one of the things that I had to fuss at my son about was he's really kind of nonchalant, really laid back. And I was like, Mom has what they're talking about on, you know, and it's like, this is really something that we all went through, where people were passing away, you know, left and right. And so to be able to take a moment to reflect and write out your experience, I felt like it was a very valuable thing to do. That's why I wanted it to be an anthology, so that it was not just my experience. It was multiple people's experience. And we, I thank you as a guy for participating, because a lot of times it's a lot of women getting together and we're telling our stories, but it was you and also Mr. Venus Bailey who also shared you guys' story as well. And he actually did have some symptoms. So it was interesting to see how, you know, you really didn't, but he did. So thank you so much for, you know, taking that time. And prior to experiencing COVID in the way that you did you believe that it was real or as bad as the media portrayed it? Because that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to write the book, was because media was really pumping fear. So did you believe what you were seeing on TV?
In all honesty, at first, I truly didn't, you know. And then for me to have the negative, the positive test, but, you know, no symptoms whatsoever, it, you know, it kind of put down in my head. I you know, felt like you mentioned, you know, the media is pumping a lot of fear. But as time went on, I began to say, okay, you know, this is real. You know, it's something that, you know, we definitely have to, you know, be serious about, you know. So, but yes, initially, no, I was like, no, okay, no, this is another
slide. Because you said you even knew of a few people that had actually got COVID as well, right?
Correct. I did. Family and friends. Yes.
And were their symptoms a little bit more significant than yours?
I had a family member who didn't have any symptoms. I had another family member who did, and her symptoms were significant.
Yeah, I had a family member that actually passed away from COVID. But again, a lot of people had some underlying health conditions. Right. And so that was a really big factor in how people fared with COVID as well. And that was one of the things that, where with my experience having some underlying health conditions, it was kind of like, oh man, you know, I got COVID. So, but I made it through that, thank God. But definitely, like a lot of people who were experiencing some underlying health conditions, it did make it worse. So number four, I didn't share the title with many of you until we had our authors meeting. And so I've been wondering, what did you think of the title when I first shared it with you, which is Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. So like when you heard that title, what did you think?
I was like, man, this is perfect. It was right on time. I don't think you could have come up with a better title than that.
Yeah, I love the title, how it just dropped. And so is there a particular promise that you are standing on that you are believing God for?
Is there a particular promise that he'll never put more on me than I can bear? Weapon formed against me shall prosper, you know?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And especially like you said, with having children, your focus was making sure that your family was protected and that, you know, you took the brunt onto yourself and quarantined yourself. So that way you were protecting your family. So that is so awesome.
Yes.
And so the last question number five, what would you tell others if they were to contract COVID?
Stay prayerful. And ensure that you are taking your vitamins, you are eating healthy, keep a positive mind frame. That's the biggest thing. You know, I think a lot of times we tend to let our negative mind frame, you know, tend to wear us down, and it makes us sick, you know? So I definitely would say, you know, stay prayerful and, you know, take care of yourself. Be sure to take care of yourself. So move around as much as you can. Even if you have pain, try to move around as much as you can.
Yeah, those are some really good points because, you know, the mindset is key. Because, of course, you know, you have high fever, you have cough, you had all these different symptoms that people were experiencing. And it can make you sluggish. It can make you want to sleep all day. It can make you, you know, just get down and depressed. And so those are some of the typical symptoms. And like you were saying, move your body, be able to get up, go outside, get some vitamin D, you know, let the sunlight hit you. definitely taking your vitamins. That's key. They've talked about how zinc and vitamin D, vitamin C, those things. And then also, you know, turmeric and a lot of those elderberry, a lot of the very healthy vitamins and supplements that are out there just to boost your immune system will help you to be able to overcome it a lot quicker. Make sure you're eating, like you said, you know, putting healthy foods into your body, making sure you're hydrated. All of those things are definitely going to play a factor in how quickly you can bounce back from having COVID.
Yep.
So, you know, there you have it, a one-on-one interview with Mr. Camille Aishola, who is one of the contributing authors of our book, Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God. So you can pick up your copy today and learn more about the experiences that each one of us had with COVID. The book is available on both Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Also, if you attended the Renewed Vision Conference in 2019, we will be doing it again this year. So save the date, October 23rd. We will have dynamic speakers, vendors, and a gala in the evening. This year, we're going to try and do it big. We've all been home. We haven't had anywhere to dress up and get pretty. So tickets are available for pre-order for the conference now. And if you want to be a speaker or a vendor or know someone who would be interested in vending, be on the lookout for those posts. So Camille, thank you so much for your time this evening. I see that you are busy with the kids, so I'm going to let you get back to tending to the family and doing what you do. And I hope to be able to work with you again in the future. I will have a link for any of those individuals who are supporting Camille and getting copies of the book. They will, the link will be in the comments later this evening. So if you want to support him and get a copy of the book, just let us know. Thank you so much, Camille.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.